Offside.
Uspešen preboj sionistične železne kupole. Izraelska vojska je v petek zjutraj izvedla več zračnih napadov na iranske jedrske, plinske in vojaške objekte. Med drugim je bombardirala tudi več sosesk v Teheranu. Ironično je na to izraelski premier Benjamin Netanjahu v naprej posnetem nagovoru kot razlog za napad navedel, da je Iran tik pred dokončanjem jedrskega orožja, v Izraelu pa je razglasil izredne razmere. Iranske sile so le nekaj ur kasneje proti Izraelu izstrelile več sto dronov. Medsebojno obstreljevanje držav se je nadaljevalo tudi v soboto in nedeljo, pri čemer so sionistične sile ubile vsaj 224 ljudi, iranske pa le 24. Izraelske sile so poleg ciljanja na jedrske objekte svoje napade usmerile tudi proti visokim uradnikom iranske vojske. V zračnih napadih je okupator ubil vrhovnega poveljnika iranske revolucionarne garde, generalmajorda Hoseina Salamija, vodjo obveščevalne službe garde Mohameda Kazemija in njegovega namestnika Hasana Mohakika. Med ubitimi naj bi bil tudi nekdanji obrambni minister in tesen sodelovalec vrhovnega voditelja ajatole Alija Hameneja Ali Shakhani, a iranski državni mediji in vlada njegove smrti še niso uradno potrdili.
رفتی نگفتی دلو یک یاری دارم
Zadnje medsebojne napade sta obe strani izvedli oktobra 2024, potem ko je Izrael izvedel atentat na generalnega sekretarja gibanja Hezbollah Hasana Nasralo, ki se je nahajal v Iranu. Razlike med oktobrskimi in zdajšnjimi napadi pojasni Giuseppe Acconcia, profesor politologije in sociologije Severne Afrike in Sredozemlja na Univerzi v Milanu.
These attacks are very different compared to the last year attacks, April-October 2024, because they are in a larger extent. They are targeting military bases, barracks, missile launchers. They are attacking the Pasdaran elite, including the Al-Quds leader, Ismail Khani, has been killed, and the top figures within the Iranian intelligence. And this is making a lot of civilian victims. According to some observers, there might be more than 400 after 4 days of Israeli attacks into the Iranian territory. As well as the response coming from Iran is much stronger than before, attacking towards Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa and other sites, and killing more than 20 Israeli. But let's always remember that the aggressor is Israel.
Razlika je sicer tudi v orožju, ki ga uporabljata obe vojski. Iran namreč uporablja tako imenovane Hač-Kasem rakete, ki so hitrejše in močnejše od tistih, ki jih je uporabljal v preteklosti. Z njimi pa je uspel predreti izraelsko zračno obrambo. Sionistične sile se med tem glede orožja zanašajo zlasti na svoje največje podpornice in financerke Združene države Amerike. V napadih na iransko ozemlje namreč uporabljajo ameriška letala tipa F-35, ki jih lahko modificirajo tako, da Iran dosežejo brez umestnih postankov za dotok goriva. Več sogovorec.
There has been a certain involvement of the United States that at the very beginning didn't want to give the green light for the attacks. But at the end of the day, as the Iranian foreign minister Abbas Araghchi confirmed, there has been a lot of help coming from US bases into the region, especially giving F-35 that can be modified to reach the Iranian territory without finding a refuel. They don't need to stop before attacking directly the Iranian territory. And moreover, there are several evidences that the Israeli intelligence Mossad has been infiltrating Iranian territory with bases present within Iran, to attack more precisely the Iranian territory. So this is an operation that has been prepared for years and has something to do with some similarity with the raids that targeted before the Hezbollah elites, and at the end of the day they brought to the killing of Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Shia movement in Lebanon, starting with the pagers that have been exploding in Lebanon a few weeks before the attack towards Nasrallah. They're using missiles, there is this idea that the waves of attacks should be more intense, and F-35, as I mentioned, and other weapons that have been used by IDF, so the Israeli military, together with the missiles used by Iran that are supposed to be more precise into the Israeli territory.
Iranska vojska je proti Izraelu uporabila predvsem balistične rakete srednjega dosega in brezpilotne letalnike dolgega dosega. Izrael ima sicer enega izmed najučinkovitejših sistemov zračne obrambe, pogosto imenovanega železna kupola. A kupola je le ena od plasti bolj kompleksnega sistema in skrbi za protiartilerijsko obrambo kratkega dosega, torej za prestrezanje topniških granat in raket kratkega dosega. Skupno zračna obramba vključuje še Davidovo pračo in prestreznika imenovana Arrow-2 in Arrow-3, ki skrbijo za prestrezanje raket daljšega dosega. Raketna obramba sicer pogosto zahteva, da se posameznemu izstrelku dodeli več prestreznikov. Iranu je prav zaradi večjega števila izstreljenih raket v kratkem času uspelo prebiti zračno obrambo. Iranske sile so z izstrelki napadle izraelsko obmorsko mesto Haifa ter Tel Aviv in Jeruzalem. Izrael se je v napadih, s katerimi je izzval Iran, poleg eliminacije pomembnih članov vojske, osredotočil predvsem na plinske oziroma naftne in jedrske objekte. V soboto je bombardiral objekte v Teheranu in ob Perzijskem zalivu. V prestolnici sta zaradi napadov izbruhnila požara v skladišču plina in goriva v Šahranu in v naftni rafineriji Šar-Rej. Šahran je eno največjih središč za skladiščenje in distribucijo goriva. Poleg tega je ključnega pomena, saj mestno omrežje prestolnice oskrbuje z bencinom, dizelskim in letalskim gorivom. Izrael je ciljal tudi plinsko polje Južni Pars, ki si ga Iran deli s Katarjem. Južni Pars vsebuje več kot 1200 bilijonov kubičnih metrov plina, kar predstavlja skoraj 20% vseh znanih svetovnih zalog zemeljskega plina. Poleg tega plin, črpan z tega območja, predstavlja skoraj 2/3 v Iranu proizvedenega plina. Poleg tega je Izrael napadel mesto Natanz, kjer leži eden od objektov za bogatenje urana, in Tabriz, kjer leži jedrski raziskovalni center. Izrael je obstreljevanje zlasti jedrskih objektov utemeljil, čež da je preventivni napad namenjen odpravljanju takojšnje neizogibne grožnje Irana, da bi izdelal jedrsko bombo. Izraelske oblasti se pri tem sklicujejo na junijsko poročilo Mednarodne agencije za atomsko energijo, krajše IAEA, v katerem je agencija Iran obtožila bistvenih kršitev pogodbe o neširjenju jedrskega orožja od začetka 2000-ih. Agencija sicer pojasnjuje, da v poročilu ni bilo dodatnih oziroma novih ugotovitev, s katerimi Izrael ne bi bil seznanjen že v preteklosti. Med žrtvami napadov je po nekaterih sicer uradno še nepotrjenih informacijah tudi Ali Shamkhani, ki je sodeloval v pogovorih med Iranom in Združenimi državami, kar pa bi lahko ogrozilo pogovore med državama in iranski jedrski program.
This the use of these weapons and the abilities with the technology, the ability to use better technology and more precise technology for attacking Iran has been preceded by the report coming from the International Agency for the Nuclear Energy of the United Nations that was reporting about the fact that Iran is increasing the enrichment of uranium in its nuclear bases, and this has been very problematic because has been considered by the Israeli authorities as the turning point which this attack should have taken place. Even the inspectors stated that they found nuclear material in non-declared nuclear sites. So that's why the targeting of the nuclear facilities in Iran has been paramount for the Israeli authorities, especially the Natanz nuclear site, Fordo nuclear site, and Isfahan nuclear site. And of course, this is very important because together with the killing of 14 engineers involved in the nuclear program in Iran, the core of the nuclear program in Iran has been put in danger. But on the other hand, we have to state that the Iranian authorities never argued that their target was to have a nuclear weapon, but their target has always been to have a nuclear program for civilian purposes. So we will see if this idea of having an agreement on the nuclear issue can be brought back, or if the target of the Israeli authority is not only the nuclear program, but the political establishment. So in this instance, the end of the Islamic Republic, as we know it since 1979, could be the target of the Israeli authorities in present days.
Med najbolj smiselnimi razlogi za napad je po mnenju sogovorca odločitev Izraela, da odvrne pozornost od genocida, ki ga sionistične sile vršijo nad Palestinci.
I think that this is more related to the fact that the Israeli authority wanted to hide the atrocities and the massacres and the genocide going on in Gaza. Moreover, in recent weeks, there has been a stronger international pressure toward Israel to end the siege in Gaza. There have been several events going on and several attempts to break the siege. One was the Freedom Flotilla, so this boat that was coming from Catania with 12 people on board trying to break the siege by sea of the Gaza Strip, and they've been arrested and deported. Some are still in prison by the Israeli authorities. And on the other hand, the global march to Gaza that was organized by many European and North African countries with thousands of people that arrived into the Egyptian territory in order to march peacefully towards the Rafah border. We know that many of them have been arrested and deported by the Egyptian authorities. So even this attempt to pressure and to make aid coming into Gaza from the Egyptian territory has been prevented. So in this context, for Israel, it's been very much helpful to divert the media attention toward Iran in order to hide the situation of starvation and the genocide that is going on in Gaza. Of course, the Israel is committing war crimes in the Gaza Strip, and the attacks in Iran cannot conceal what is going on in the strip.
Poleg tega so izraelske sile z usmeritvijo pozornosti na napade na Iran in iranske povračilne ukrepe lahko posredovale na drugih frontah. V petek je sionistična vojska iz okupiranega Golanskega višavja izvedla racijo v mestu Beit Džin na jugozahodu Sirije. Prav tako je okupator napade na Islamsko republiko in razglašene izredne razmere v državi uporabil za teroriziranje palestincev na okupiranem zahodnem bregu. Izraelske oblasti so na zahodnem bregu uvedle tako imenovani lockdown in z železnimi vrati ali betonskimi ograjami zaprle vhode v mesta in vasi. Poleg tega so uvedle omejitev gibanja in vzpostavile dodatne kontrolne točke, s katerimi palestincem omejujejo vstop na posamezna območja. Ta poostren nadzor in prepovedi so najbolj prizadeli kmete, ki zaradi omejitev ne morejo dostopati do svojih njiv. Prebivalci zahodnega brega prav tako nimajo dostopa do zaklonišč, zato je bilo po poročanju Al Jazeere ob sestrelitvi prestreženih iranskih raket, ki pristanejo na tem območju, poškodovanih že na desetine ljudi. Sionistične sile so se pri prestrezanju dronov oprle tudi na kolaborantske oblasti v Jordaniji, ki so Izraelu dovolile uporabo svojega zračnega prostora. Jordanske sile pa so tudi same prestregle več iranskih izstrelkov. Več o odzivu Jordanije in drugih držav v regiji Akonča.
And even Jordan attacked some of the missiles and drones that were coming from Iran towards Israel. Not only, for example, the Iraqi authorities finally stated that they don't want that their airspace is used by the Israeli authorities to attack Iran. Moreover, many other countries can be involved into the conflict. On the one hand, for example, there is the support to towards the Iranian authorities coming from Yemen because of the Houthi that are still trying to attack Tel Aviv from the Yemeni territory. And we have always to be reminded that the axis of resistance include Hamas in Gaza, the Houthi, the Shia group in Yemen, and the Iranian Pasdaran together with Hezbollah, that is the group that is active in Lebanon.
Zaradi izraelskih napadov so iranske oblasti napovedale morebitno zaprtje Hormuške ožine, kar bi povzročilo povišanje cen nafte. Gre sicer za edino vstopno pot v Perzijski zaliv preko morja. Po podatkih ameriške uprave za energetske informacije skoznjo teče 20% svetovne porabe nafte. To bi močno vplivalo na Združene države Amerike in njihov naftni dolar. Iran je sicer ZDA in Združenemu kraljestvu zagrozil, da v primeru posredovanja tvegata povračilne ukrepe.
As for the supporters of Israel, I mentioned before the United States with this involvement in supplying and helping F-35 to go directly to the Iranian authorities. But Trump went further. He said that he might be involved directly into the war, even if other reports claim that the United States vetoed the possibility of killing directly the Supreme Guide Ali Khamenei. Of course, France, Germany, and UK can also play a role, and the Iranian authorities stated very clearly that if any of these countries will be involved into the conflict, they might face retaliation.
Sogovorec za konec pojasnjuje, da bi napad na Iran oziroma više predstavnike iranske vojske lahko podpirali tudi nekateri deli iranske družbe.
Another point that is very important to add here is that some Iranians that were supporting the Women Life Freedom Movement in 2022 after the killing of Mahsa Amini, a Kurdish woman, because she was not wearing properly a hijab according to the Iranian authorities by the moral police, have been welcoming the attacks toward the Iranian elite. On the other hand, many of them are arguing that this kind of attacks cannot bring to a regime change that should always happen from the grassroots level. So even if Khamenei will be killed, even if the political establishment of the Islamic Republic will be reduced or will be weakened, or even would collapse after these attacks, it's important a popular mobilization for a political change in the country. If this doesn't happen, it's only one of the seven fronts that Israel is going on with these wars, and this doesn't mean that will bring a real change in Iran. So we are in a very confused moment, and we will see what will be the effects of the war on the Iranian regime and in general terms on the balance of power in the Middle East. If the Iranian authorities and the Islamic Republic would collapse, this can mean an increasing role for Israel. On the other hand, on all the network, the Iranian network in the region has been weakened after the killing of Qasem Soleimani in 2020, the leader of the Quds Brigades, Ismail Haniyeh, Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas, and Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah. So Khamenei can be the last in the list of the Israeli authorities.
Čim več uspešno izstreljenih raket proti Izraelu. Offside je pripravila Tija.